Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Well, Miss Mandy had a little interesting episode the other night. Something all you guys out there would probably be interested in hearing about. Well, as you know, my husband's a bit on the wimpy side. He likes watching me have sex with other men. He's away a lot, and I have a real man boyfriend, of course. But he's not usually too aggressive unless, you know, he sees somebody wimpier than himself trying to, like, make a pass at me or flirt with me. And this happens to be the case with Slave Joey. And a while back, I did write about Slave Joey. Slave Joey, you know, he has the habit of putting his foot in his mouth, and he likes saying things like he wants to have sex with me, he likes my ass, I'm going to be his bitch. And you know, I'm nobody's bitch, ever. I'll tell my husband about it. He'll go crazy and usually beats up Slave Joey. Not only does he beat him up, but Slave Joey usually sends me stuff off my wish list or takes me shopping somewhere online, whatever. And in the past, he bought me lots of expensive body lotions. And, well, this time it was a little bit more serious. You know, he kept fantasizing to me about having sex with me, and I told my husband, and my husband went crazy, and he told me that he was going to teach Slave Joey a lesson. He beat him up pretty bad, but this is what happened. Slave Joey actually wagered a bet. He said he was going to give me a really large tribute if my husband beat him up. So we had a little bit of a three-way. My husband really let him have it. He told him that he was the boss, and he just busted this guy's balls. I mean, he crushed his balls. He kicked him in the balls. Poor Slave Joey, he just, like, crumbled. He was all bent over. It was so pathetic. But he kept it up. He kept telling my husband, "Oh, Mandy's so beautiful. Oh, I want to have sex with Mandy." And my wimpy husband, you know, he's a big, strong man. I mean, he may not be much in the bedroom, but boy, you know, he works out. He's hot. He kicked Joey again in the balls, and he kept kicking him until finally Joey said he was going to buy me some gifts, which he did right off my wish list. He definitely spoiled me, and my husband didn't stop, though. He kept beating him up and beating him up, and you know what Slave Joey had to do? He had to send me a huge tribute. Oh, it was really fun. Well, he's worried now, though. You know, the other night, he started in again, Slave Joey. He started saying all these things like, "Oh, Mandy, you have a nice ass, and here, let me see if I have it. I saved it on an instant message. Yeah, you have such a nice, sweet, tight ass." And he said, "For the sake of this conversation, I'm going to call you a bitch." Oh my gosh. I said, wait till I tell my husband what you said. And he said, oh, you think he's going to bust my balls for it? And he kept talking about my nice ass. Well, I guess that's it. I guess Slave Joey is saving up because my husband's going to beat him up again. He's going to crush his balls. He's going to step on them. He's going to bust his balls. You know, he told me, Slave Joey told me the next day that his balls were so swollen he couldn't even walk. Well, that's the story about Slave Joey, and I want to also mention to you guys out there, my husband was on the phone with Slave Joey and me, and he really let this guy have it. He even told him that he was going to stick his cock down his throat. Can you imagine my wimpy husband sticking his big hard cock down Slave Joey's wimpy mouth? Well, it was pretty funny. It was really funny watching poor Slave Joey squirming on the ground with my husband's knee wedged between his legs. Oh, and did I mention, before I told my husband, I gave Slave Joey a few good kicks in the knee, in the balls, too. I pummeled those balls with my knee and my foot. Slave Joey, looks like you're going to have to spoil Miss Mandy again real soon. Talk to you soon, Slave Joey. You better put some ice on those balls because you're going to need it.